Okay. Right. So we're in the middle of Osing Mitzvah, Patimina Mitzvah. And so I sent out like the article by Rav Lichtenstein, and Rav Lichtenstein basically points out in the Rambam there are like three different Rambams, right, which kind of each seem to say something kind of, you know, some, the opposite of each other. One of them says, you know, Osik mitzvah is Patimina Mitzvah, but that doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah, you don't get the Torah of Osik Mitzvah, Patimina Mitzvah. It only applies if it's ef shalakayim shteihem, ef shalakayim adei acher. If someone else could do it, then you don't have to do it. But if no one else is going to do it, then you have to stop and do it. The other one says that Osik Mitzvah, Patimina Mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah just like everything else. And then a third one says, right, kal vachomer, Osik Mitzvah, Patimina Mitzvah should apply to Talmud Torah, you know, more so than anything else. And, you know, the question is like, okay, what is going on here, right? Number one. Number two is that the Gemaras also seem to have the same sort of contradictory pattern. You know, the overarching theme, or, you know, the maskana that everyone seems to take from them is that Osik Mitzvah, Patimina Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah, right? But there are clearly Gemaras that basically say, yeah, Talmud Torah is more important than any other mitzvah. And this is like the most puzzling part, is the Gemara in Sukkah that we've been seeing about Osik Mitzvah. One of its classic examples of Osik Mitzvah is people who are going to learn Torah, right? You know, Lomo Torah or La Hakbil Pnei Rabbam, they're Pater Minasukkah because of Osik Mitzvah. So, right, so they're the example of Osik Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah, but it also doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. So if you're going to learn Torah, then you're Pater, but if you're actually learning Torah, then you're not, right? It doesn't seem to make sense, right? So Rav Lichtenstein basically said, you know, just points out, first of all, like logically, right, what can you do? So you can take, you know, a few approaches. One is to say, you know, it's kind of divide up the cases, right, and make like a distinction between different cases. So he brings up the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says, oh, well, there are two types of Talmud Torah, right? There's Talmud Torah that you need in order to like understand Torah on like a basic comprehensive level, right? That's kind of an oxymoron, but, you know, like in order to like actually know what to do, what the halacha is, how to be a good Jew, etc., right? That's like Torah that, you know, everyone really needs to know. You need to know, you know, you need to learn Nashim, you need to learn Dezikim, you need to learn it well, you need to understand what's going on, you need to understand what to do and where you need to, where to look when you're trying to figure out what to do, either Lamaisa or how to like understand like what's the Torah's perspective on stuff. And then, right, there's Torah Lishma, which is like a different level, which, you know, goes me'aver to that. That's one level. And separately, there's the din of there's like, right, those two, sorry, and then, right, there's like Torah Lishma, which is just like just about like, you know, diving into learning for like pure Torah Lishma. Once you already really understand Torah, like once you like, you know, you're already like a Ben Torah, you already like, you know, Ar Bar Hachi, you know Torah, you understand the concepts and you know the, like, you know things well. So then, like, that's already a different type of Torah, and that is not Doche. That is not covered by Osik Mitzvah, Patimina Mitzvah, right? But the first one is, because that's like the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you know. So there's like Talmud Torah according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and there's Osik, and there's Torah Lishma, and like Torah Lishma, you know, is like the same like Achiv, right? It's like Me'ever, and that's not Osik Mitzvah, Patimina Mitzvah, because you're not gonna say, you know, it's more a little different, as opposed to Torah, where it's like you have to do it. That's one. Number two, that's now the problem with that, right, is that the Rambam isn't making that chiluk. The Rambam's not saying that at all. The Rambam's just saying that, right, that, you know, this stuff about Talmud Torah is not really distinguishing between two types of Talmud Torah. Now, that's one. Number two is, fine, so that's one option. It's trying to like split the cases, right? The other, you know, option is to split not in terms of like what Talmud Torah we're doing, but rather within what do we mean by your osake and you're not able to, right? So the different, like back, like when we're doing OCP, but also we have the same concept of, well, maybe, right, there are times when you can't do something, and there are times where it would impede, and times where, right, where you could really do both. Maybe the real distinction here is, oh, one of these is talking about a case where you could do both, and one is talking about where you can only do one, right, and stuff like that. Again, he, you know, that's, if you look, that's, maybe you could explain that in the Rambam, and the, sorry, the Gemara, that's a lot of what others shouldn't do, but that's again, not in the Rambam. So his conclusion, his Vard at the end, is basically like this, that there are different types of learning, right? Or what makes Talmud Torah special is that it's Torah al manas lasos, right? It's lumen al manas lasos. And because of that, right, and it's like, it's really a very powerful idea, is that qualitatively, it's something different if you do it in a way which reflects the fact that this is something that's also supposed to lead to implementation. And if you do it in a way that contradicts that fact, that kind of undermines its value as Talmud Torah. So if you do Osik Mitzvah, I'm sorry, you're learning Torah, but you use it, or it ends up being a reason for a mitzvah to not be done, right? So then it's not Amanas Lasos anymore. So that's his big chiddush. And then he's like this, okay, if it's Amanas Lasos, so if someone else can do it, so it doesn't undermine, right? And if you're on the way to learn, so then, right, the Torah you're going to learn is Torah Amanas Lasos. So that's Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah. But if you're actually sitting and learning, ironically, right, and you don't do the mitzvah because of it, then it's no longer Torah Manas Lasos. So ironically, when you're actually doing it, you're worse off than when you're planning on doing it.
Can you elaborate on how the svara fits into being on the way? Like, why is on, like, Al Manat Laso the mitzvah of Limud Torah? Like, Al Manat Laso what?
It's Al Manas to learn Torah. Yeah. So you're on your way to do a mitzvah. The mitzvah is going to be learning Torah. Right. So ironically, what happens is that while you're doing that, you're on your way to do a mitzvah. So you're Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah. Because learning Torah is a mitzvah that's part of Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah. However, if you're sitting and learning and you're using that learning, you know, with air quotes, to get out of doing mitzvah, so it's no longer Luma Manas Lasos. And if it's not Luma Manas Lasos, then it's no longer the type of Talmud Torah that qualifies for Osik Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah. Because the whole great value that says, oh, this is docha, other mitzvahs, whatever, comes from the fact that it's bidolo Torah, shemei vili de mice.
Okay, so I really like the overall spara. I'm just puzzled about, like, why differentiate between going and doing that way? Because you're learning Torah in order to learn more Torah. You're going to learn Torah in order to learn more Torah. And they're both like almanat lasso. So unless you're saying that, like, being on your way to learn Torah is like a different mitzvah than doing Torah, and the lasot of going to learn Torah is a different lasot of learning Torah, I don't really follow. And, like, if that's the case, then I kind of need help fleshing out those options.
Yeah, so I'd say, like, yes, it is kind of the one weak point in the argument, which is why I'm going to suggest or bring up some different, a slightly different svara in a minute. But what it basically says is that in order for something, if that Torah is in itself, right, Nahamanas Lasos, in a quantifiable way, that's a problem. But that's only a problem in the actual learning itself. But if it's happening, if you're doing a hechsher mitzvah, you're trying to say to lead to it. Okay. You done? No. And it leads to it, then it should, it leads to the preamble too, and that should not. Right, that doesn't undermine the quality of what you do later, right? Because they're kind of separate things. Now, again, it's a little bit technical, which is the downside of that. So now I'll segue into, I heard this from my brother. I'm not sure if it's from my brother. It's my brother's Kiddush or my father's Kiddush. I heard this from my brother Itamar, that he suggested something very interesting, that like the whole point, how do we formulate the mitzvah or the bracha of Talmud Torah? It's lasuk b'divrei Torah. One of the big questions that the Rishonim ask is, hey, how can it be that you're osik b'Talmud Torah, that you're miyuk bracha in the morning, and then you go and do all sorts of things, right? And then suddenly, you know, you don't need to make a new bracha when you sit back down to learn. And the answer, so he says, what's the answer? So there are a few different answers. One is that you always should be thinking, learning, and thinking in Torah, whatever. Some people point out that's not true necessarily, because let's say in the bathroom, you're not supposed to be thinking and learning or doing or teaching or saying the right Torah, right? So some, so one of the answers given is that there's still halachos of that apply there. Not that you should be thinking about them, right? But those halachos apply. Okay, but you're still not learning Torah, right? You're just, halacha applies. So the answer, right, or the point of that is, means what? But essentially mean that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah isn't just to learn Torah, right? It's to be involved in Torah, right? Which maybe one of the highest forms of is sitting and learning Torah, but doing mitzvahs, being chai, is, right, is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in that sense, right? Or going to do a mitzvah is an hefsek in Talmud Torah. What's the biggest nafkamina? For osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah says you don't need, right? You're not supposed to stop mitzvah A to go and do mitzvah B. But if osik b'mitzvah, if lasuk b'divrei Torah includes the actual kiyum ha-mitzvah, right? Or living a life of Torah, right? So which is why you don't make a new berachas ha-Torah in the rest of the day, because the whole day is theoretically supposed to be, right, lived according to Torah. So then you're never really nechshav stopping mitzvah A or stopping the mitzvah of Torah in order to do other mitzvos, because being the kind of mitzvos is also in a certain sense a kiyum of Talmud Torah or a kiyum of lasuk b'divrei Torah, in which case you never really really stop. And then the advantage there is exactly that if you're on the way to go learn Torah, right, you don't have to stop in order to do another mitzvah, for the very simple reason is like, what do you mean? Like, it would, if you stopped your travels, you are stopping your travels, right? That actually is impeding you from getting to where you're trying to go, right? But if you're actually sitting and learning, it's not a hefsek to go and do the mitzvah, right? Now, what would be a nafkamina? If in a quantifiable way, you would lose out on the Talmud Torah if you had to go and do the mitzvah, so then maybe in a chanabi, that would be considered a hefsek. Right? Now, an interesting nafkamina is that the Marach or Zeruah says that if you're that talmidim bebeis rabbam are pater min mitzvot because they're osik b'mitzvah, right? The kol shekein Talmud Torah. So the question on him is, wait, why? Is that true across the board? So one answer is, yeah, Marach or Zeruah thinks that across the board you're pater min mitzvah, but alternative option, a way to understand it, is that dafka talmidim bebeis rabbam, right? Because there. Right, kind of like similar to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's a quantitatively different process, right? Because when you're a student and you're learning, so if you miss out that opportunity, you miss that opportunity. When you're older and you're learning, because like every day you should be learning Torah, that's part of your schedule. So then it's not like a separate, it's not like kind of considered hefsek, and there's no loss. And then you should be mafsek because it's not actually a hefsek at all, right? That's the criteria. I actually need to run. Thank you. Thank you for coming, and good luck on your presentation.